I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. State Representative Art Wittick took the stand yesterday in the civil trial against him for allegedly violating state campaign finance law. Wittick is being sued by Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell. Modell says Wittick failed to report thousands of dollars worth of campaign services that he received from a national anti-union group when he ran for state senate in 2010. Wittick says he did pay for the services and denies any wrongdoing. Covering the trial for us is John S. Adams, the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. John, Representative Wittick took the stand yesterday, but not before Commissioner Jonathan Modell wrapped up his testimony, which started the previous day. Is that right?
That's right. We resumed testimony on Thursday, and what we saw was a heavyweight battle between two very experienced trial lawyers, with Jonathan Modell on the witness stand and Quentin Rhodes, Art Wittick's attorney, grilling him in front of the jury in an attempt to prove that Modell has a political bias against Wittick. He brought up Modell's 2015 confirmation hearing in front of the Montana legislature when Wittick was adamant that Modell should not be confirmed to the position he now holds. For his part, Modell got a little bit emotional, actually, talking about how proud he wouldn't use words like proud or excited or anything else. He talked about being humbled by the opportunity to be the state's top elections chief, a job he said was one that he was qualified for and one that he thought was one of the most important jobs in the state of Montana.
So Representative Wittick and his defense team tried to portray Jonathan Modell as biased. It sounds like Commissioner Modell and his attorney, Gene Gerussi, were trying to establish that they have definitive proof that Representative Wittick received these valuable campaign services but didn't report paying fair market value for them, right?
That's basically it. One of the major lines of questioning from Wittick's attorneys on Modell was trying to get Modell to explain which one of the documents that they've introduced into this case as part of the record that will go before the jury, which one of those documents had the smoking gun. That is the direct evidence that Wittick had received these services that he shouldn't have received under Montana campaign finance laws.
In your eyes, did they present any documents that were sort of like the smoking gun you talk about that says, oh, here's proof that Representative Wittick specifically requested these services that are in question?
Depending on which side you listen to, there are very different takes on that. Commissioner Modell testified that there have never been so many smoking guns as there are in this case. He pointed to the evidence that shows that Art Wittick made direct contacts with Christian and Allison LaFleur, the couple at the head of this organization that was tied to the Right to Work Foundation that was conducting these campaign activities. He pointed to the fact that there's a document that claims that Wittick, quote, wants the works. That is a really important document, a document that Wittick's attorneys tried to get thrown out today unsuccessfully. Modell's attorneys believe that the case that they've been making over the last few days clearly demonstrates connections and coordination between these Right to Work funded organizations and Representative Wittick. For their part, Wittick's team would argue that there hasn't been a shred of evidence that shows that Art Wittick had any idea that the services that he was paying for were connected to all of these other ancillary activities provided by the Right to Work Foundation funded organizations.
So I guess you'd really need sort of two smoking guns, one that would say that Representative Wittick requested these extensive, expensive services, and then another one that showed he only paid a small amount for these very expensive services, and that would prove that he received, in effect, these expensive campaign contributions without reporting them, right?
Yeah, I think so, and this is just my opinion here, but I do think that this is central to the case. I think the bottom line, and probably the argument that we'll hear on Friday from Representative Wittick's legal team, is did Wittick know that he was receiving all of these services? He gave testimony on the stand that said he had no idea Right to Work was doing all of these things, sending letters, sending surveys, placing radio ads. He didn't understand that stuff was coming from this outside-funded organization. Wittick thinks that he overpaid. He paid a total of $7,000 for services that including consulting and website work and data work. He testified today that he wasn't impressed with the website, that he felt he was overcharged, and that he didn't pay fair market value. Modal's team brought in an expert that said that he paid a nominal sum for what amounted to at least $20,000 worth of in-kind services. This is going to be the big point that the jury has to decide. So that's what we're going to get to today. The jury is going to go into the deliberation room sometime this afternoon, and these are the issues that they're going to have to wrestle with.
What do you think the odds are that no matter what that verdict is, this will be appealed to a higher court?
I would be comfortable putting a lot of money on that.
John Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
You're very welcome.
John Adams is the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. I'm Eric Whitney.